Tens of thousands of fans are expected to pour into the Talladega Super Speedway for the big stock car race this weekend. It'll also be a celebration of the iconic track's 50th anniversary. It's home to unrivaled speed and, of course, tremendous crashes. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
NASCAR founder Bill France wanted something big, but he needed land. His friend Bill Ward stepped in. He's an insurance agent in Anniston and was a driver on the side.
If I could find him 1,000 acres of land close to an interstate, he would come look at it.
Ward zeroed in on a closed Air Force base the government had sold to the city of Talladega for $1. France liked that it was near Birmingham and Atlanta. He bought the property. The track opened in September 1969. Today, the track is monstrous. The longest in NASCAR at 2.66 miles, higher banking than Daytona, a lane wider. Built for speed. Four-time Talladega winner Bobby Allison says he was amazed preparing for the inaugural race.
My first lap around the track was like 2.5 miles an hour faster than the fastest lap by anybody up to that point. I was really on a high about the whole deal.
Speed nearly killed the first race. The asphalt was rough, the tires weren't designed to handle the pace and kept shredding. Most of the top drivers, including Allison, walked out. Racing historian Buzz McKim says Bill France recruited drivers from other divisions, so the race went on.
I'll tell you what, he just about lost the farm on that deal, and he and his wife, Annie, had really put everything into that track, and they had to run a race that day.
The track gained a reputation for some of the most exciting racing in NASCAR, but also for being cursed. Strange things seemed to happen. In 1973, Bobby Isaac dropped out mid-race, saying he heard a voice telling him to leave. Not to mention a litany of spectacular crashes termed the Big One. Stories vary, but the lore is the track is built on a Native American burial ground, or they cursed it when they were forcibly removed in the 19th century. Buzz McKim calls that bunk. Still, Talladega is the only track where he watches with a sense of dread.
You have to sit there and you have to watch it because you know something crazy is going to happen and you don't want to miss it.
The craziness seemed to work for Dale Earnhardt Sr. He won at Talladega 10 times. The most of any driver. Bobby Allison had a brush with disaster in 1987, heard in this broadcast provided by NASCAR.
Oh, we have a problem.
Allison's engine blew, ripping a tire. He went airborne.
Bobby Allison with a horrible crash here on the front stretch. It has torn out a complete section of protective railing separating.
That crash is considered the prime reason NASCAR instituted restrictor plates to slow down cars. At Rick's Crossroads Grill in nearby Lincoln, one item on the menu is the Ricky Kebabi, a nod to the driver in the movie Talladega Nights. Owner Rick Seal says he looks forward to the influx of race fans.
We've had people from everywhere. I mean, we've had people from France, Europe come in. We get people from all over the country.
Attendance at NASCAR tracks has dropped over the last decade. This weekend, officials at Talladega will unveil $50 million in new amenities aimed at attracting the next generation of fans. They hope Talladega's speed and mystique won't be a thing of the past. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.